Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Frontier Extended District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, the big one, WAKANS is coming up, and an appropriate time for it. It finally seems like the weather is starting to take a turn for the better.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I always enjoy this program this time of the year. It kind of, for me, WAKANS always tends to signal that it's springtime. And we've definitely starting to see a few warmer days recently as well, too. So the WAKANS program, it's hard to believe, also will be kicking off its 26th year this year on March 22nd, which actually will be this week. And that program will run for 8 weeks and conclude on May 16th. And for those that are unfamiliar, WAKANS is a team-based program that really encourages individuals to lead a healthier lifestyle and is geared toward addressing some of our critical issues in our state with regard to obesity, physical activity, as well as fruit and vegetable consumption. So in order to help encourage people to get out and be active during the program, individuals will form a team made up of 4 to 6 people, and then they'll select one person to be the captain. And then the team as a whole will select a physical activity challenge that they want to work towards over the 8 weeks of the program. And then they will log their minutes of physical activity each week, either online through our online portal or report it to their team captain, who can also help them get that information logged. There are a lot of different, as we know, a lot of different forms of physical activity, such as walking, biking, jogging, playing basketball, or pickleball. So anything that's any type of being physically active where you're getting your heart rate up and that blood pumping can count towards those physical activity minutes. While it's called WAKANS, that the physical activity that you do throughout the program doesn't necessarily have to be just walking. So to reach that minimum 150-minute physical activity goal or 30 minutes of physical activity 5 days a week, that's encouraged by the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, we're really encouraging individuals to set at least the minimum goal of physical activity of being active for at least 20 to 30 minutes each day to get that heart rate up. And as team members are reporting their physical activity in either steps or minutes, I know a lot of people also have physical activity trackers, watches, and things like that they can use, that they utilize. On the website, it will convert those steps or those minutes into miles, and then teams are able to track their progress virtually across the state on their WAKANS website. And so those physical activity challenges that teams can choose from, probably the most popular is the Exploring 8 Wonders of Kansas, and that's where each person on the team is committing to completing that 150 minutes or 2.5 hours of physical activity each week. And their team is going to, as they track their progress, they're going to be able to learn more about the landmarks and various sites across Kansas and those 8 wonders as well. And by the time they're finished with the program, they'll have collectively walked a distance or done enough activity to go 435 miles. The next path is an option, is to follow the Route 56, and that path starts in New Mexico, and follows the scenic route along Highway 56 in Kansas and ends in Kansas City. And teams that choose that path will have each logged about 200 minutes of activity each week for a team total of 640 miles. And then the next option is a cross-country route, which follows a diagonal path actually from Troy down to Elkhart, and that's encouraging team members to complete 4 hours of activity each week for a team total of 764 miles. And if we've got really ambitious teams, we do have an option for the Little Balkans to Nicodemus route, which will push each team member to complete about 6 hours of activity each week. And that path is covering part of southeast Kansas, known as the Little Balkans, and ends up around Nicodemus. And so by the end of the program, the team would cover about 1,200 miles. So there's options for every person, and so and different teams and what their level of physical activity and goals are for throughout the 8 weeks. Even though the WAKANS program kicks off this week, the registration will remain open through March 31st, and individuals and teams can register online at WAKANSOnline.org. There is a cost to participate, and that is $10, and that includes a weekly newsletter with some nutrition tips and healthy recipes, as well as access to the online system to track their physical activity progress. And then we also include, as part of that registration, cost, and we have opportunities to participate in some online webinars over the noon hour throughout the throughout the program, and those webinars will cover a variety of topics, including energizing your workday, wiggle while you work, good gut health, and kindness at work. So there's opportunities there to learn as well. So if individuals or teams have questions or want to register or have more registration questions, they can visit our K-State Extension Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu, or you're also welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Always such a fun event. Make sure you guys get involved. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.